And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really like that music, you say, oh, that music sounds so
good.
And there's a song that says, oh, what a something morning. Oh, what a
beautiful morning.
Yeah. If you had a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, well, church will be over
shortly.
Well,
or 11 if, or 10 minutes.
If you were afraid it would be over, like if you were on your way, you'd say, church will be over by the time
I get there.
Mm-hmm. The enemy and opposite of God is called who's supposedly tempted?
The devil.
Right. Okay, now what is it people think they see at night that frightens them in a graveyard?
Haints.
Mm-hmm. And a house that supposedly contained haints would be called a
haint house.
Okay. And if you were given a choice about something, you might say, well, now, but going someplace with somebody, you say, now I'll go if you insist, but I
don't care to go.
Okay. Or rather
not. I'd rather not go.
Now have you ever heard, especially the old people, in terms of amount of something, say somebody owned a right smart of land. You've heard it used in in that way. Like somebody, you know, had a
right smart land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, most of old people
old
use it.
Yeah. They use it with something like, say, something like money. They'd say somebody had a
right smart of money.
Money, uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if somebody came to visit you and you had enjoyed the visit, when they got ready to leave, you might say to them,
come back again.
Okay. Now, do you, like if you were talking to more than one person, if there were several persons in the group, would you usually say, y'all come back?
You.
You would just say, you come back. Okay, you don't usually use
They wouldn't know that it mean
all of them. Okay. Now, on Christmas Day, if you were greeting someone, you'd say,
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And on the first day of January, you'd say,
Happy New Year.
Now, especially the old people, sometimes instead of saying thank you, they might say, I'm much.
Much you.
Okay. Have you ever heard them say, I'm much obliged, old people?
Yes, I am. Much obliged.
Much obliged. Now, if you were not sure whether you would have time to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
try or probably.
All right. Okay. Now you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And now if you bought something and then the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
Then when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Now if you sold something for less than you paid for it, you'd say, I had to sell it at a
cheaper price.
Okay. Now if a storekeeper had bought some things and he had to sell them for real cheap, you might say, I sold them at a loss.
Lost.
Okay. Now, if you saw something that you liked in a store and you wanted to buy it, but you just didn't have enough money, you'd say, well, I'd really like to have that, but it just
costs too much.
When it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
If you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to
borrow.
And especially, well, like during the Depression, during the 30s, people would say money was really
scarce.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were watching some kids on a diving board and they were diving, and you'd say,